for you all prophetically. It's the Bible. But I've been getting this for a while. And when it gets to me, I kind of do it with you. Philippians, or what is it? It's James chapter 3. Can we put that up there? James chapter 3, 13. Read this verse with me on the screen, if you would. James writes, "Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom." Watch 14. "But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, dwelling in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth." 15. "This is not the wisdom that comes from above, but it's earthly, unspiritual, and demonic." I don't know if you can see that through these chairs. Can you see the bottom of this? I need you to see that threefold manifestation of earthly wisdom. Samuel, I hope you're getting this. "This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, a heart culture of bitter jealousy and selfish ambition." In fact, what happens is, this is earthly, coming out of the earth, it's unspiritual, and in fact, it's called demonic. Okay, let's go on to 16. In 16, it continues and says, "For where there's jealousy and selfish ambition," where those exist, watch, "there will be disorder and there'll be every evil practice." Everybody looking at that? Where jealousy is existing in the heart or in the culture and relationships with people, and selfish ambition, wanting my way and coveting what others have, there'll be disorder and there'll be every vile practice. It'll just manifest. You know why? Because of the verse previous. Because that stuff's unspiritual of the earth and it's demonic. Listen, jealousy and selfish ambition in our hearts and in our relationships is an open invitation to evil spirits. I'm not just trying to be crazy mystical here, but I feel a shepherd's warning for you and for me that allowing this jealousy to happen between us, even in the spiritual realm, can open the door for all kinds of disorder and chaos that is produced by demonic spirits. Verse 17, "But the wisdom that's from above is first pure, then it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's open to reason, it's full of mercy. It has good fruits, it's impartial, and it's sincere." You should just take each one of those and meditate on them. And 18 is, "And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace," which means shalom, which means order, which means protected place is peace. Peace should be our portion individually and in our relationships and in your homes. Your home should not be a place of regular contention. And I'm not talking about you have the argument on Tuesday because you got in the flesh and you fix it, okay? I'm talking about an overall culture. The overall culture of our homes should be peace. But that will not happen if there is bitterness, unforgiveness, mixed with jealousy. I'm jealous of what that one's got and what that guy's doing and what she's, which can happen between husband and wife, can happen between friends, can happen in a spiritual community of people. I've seen it. I've seen it happen in a leadership of men. Honestly, I didn't know what happened. But this passage gave me wisdom into what happened. When there's selfish ambition, jealousy, pride, going for your own way, there's an invitation in of the demonic and of unspiritual stuff that brings disorder and, oh my, vile practices. Vile practices that we wouldn't have done before, but all of a sudden our consciences are seared. Now, I know this is kind of a heavy word, but I feel such a passion for all of you because of the culture we set up here. Now, stay with me just a moment, and I'm going to pray for you, and we're going to get done early today. Please hear me, everyone in the room, even young ones. We have set up a culture here that doesn't have much going on except what you own in Jesus and you do in mission. That's all we got going, if you've not noticed. I don't have committee positions for you. I regularly tell people, I'm telling them in Wichita, new people, I have nothing for you to do. Great leader guy comes, full of spirit, lots of talent, and I look them in the eye and say, I have nothing for you to do. Nothing. What I can do is come alongside you and lead you to Jesus and help you unpack the preordained works of God for you, and we'll get you moving in that stuff. It'll be awesome, and Jesus will build the church. But because we don't have membership, because I don't have committees for you to serve on, and because we don't have some of that paraphernalia, which I'm not speaking sarcastically about. If the Lord calls a group to do that, I've also got my opinions. But man, God help me that I don't judge that. But I know here, he said none of that. None of it. It's hard enough to maintain your identity in Jesus, much less your identity with New Life, whatever. You don't need identity with New Life. You don't need identity with a committee and a position. What you need is to be in Jesus. All of hell's against that. And then you in your preordained works walking that out. Man, I got enough trouble right there. So we try to keep it simple. But listen, here's something I'm aware of. When we do that, all that exists is relationship. That's it. That's all we have. You know what I mean? Bert Long can't just be satisfied. Hey, I'm the head of the, you know, dust the seats committee. You know? And then Jonathan is the head of the worship committee, and Ryan is head of the we can't pronounce big words committee, okay? And you're part of that, and you start to feel some, you know what I mean? It's kind of a, yes, I've got something, my identity. But then we take all that away, and all you got is you in Jesus, and you walking it out, and then you're watching other people walk it out. And I just think that it's a hotbed. It's an opportunity for there to be jealousy, for there to be envy, for there to be, you know, they keep having that guy come up and talk about his mission, which we like to give mission stuff. And I understand when I'm doing that, we're wanting to encourage you with the guy and the gal. Here comes Kim with her great story and her funny little ways of talking. And it's awesome, but I know also in the flesh we've set up that some women could get jealous because Kim's got the microphone and Kim's doing mission and seeing some stuff happen. Now, I know you might say, that's obvious. Well, yeah, it's obvious. But listen, I think we've put this stuff down for so long, and we're struggling with pockets of envy and jealousy about people not just on the platform, but doing stuff in life. And when we've done that, we've begun to open up an atmosphere for there to be disorder. I've been telling some people, oh, I hope you have patience for this. I know we're disorganized. I don't give a rip about where we meet. We met down by a dump that was leaking with mice in it. We're in a nicer place now, and I don't care. I don't even care. That was just as good to me. We don't care as long as we're out of the rain and we've got some good stuff and all that. And some people might go, my gosh, you guys are okay with mess. I'm like, well, we are okay with mess in the natural realm about things that are not that important, honestly. But I'm not okay with disorder in the spirit realm. I feel a jealousy about it. I think Chip Stotts has got calling in Jesus, has got anointing in Jesus, and has a measure of authority, and I need to respond to that in the spirit. I want there to be order around that. I think husbands, you've got order on you. You've got an anointing on you to lead your families, and we want to see order operating around that thing. There's order in the spirit realm in what Jesus is building, and it's vital that we discern that and obey it and move in it. But listen, many of you, I know it, and I'm thinking, well, I'm sorry. Even some of the most mature ones in this room have struggled with jealousy, bitterness, struggled with some envy, birthed in insecurity, and what it's done is it's produced disorder and vile practice because, could you back up, Dina? Because it's earthly, it's unspiritual, and it's an invitation to the demonic. Now, I love you. I'm just calling you fresh as a spiritual family. And we're recording this because I want the other half or more that are gone. I'm going to send out a word asking people to watch this. I'm pleading with you to put your heart before Jesus and to ask him to rid your heart of all bitter jealousy, selfish ambition, that competitive thing that happens in your heart about other people or other styles of, you know, life. I want to ask you to really bring that before the Lord. And ask him to minister your heart. He loves you. He wants you free of it. Because he doesn't want you in disorder. And he doesn't want the enemy in your house. You should be living in peace. Our relationship should be in peace. Every turbulence I've ever experienced involves some of these dynamics right here. Pride, jealousy, just stubbornness, envy, it's ridiculous. And the enemy comes in and just has a heyday, and there's misunderstandings. And I just want to encourage you, because I love you, to be really aggressive with this junk in your hearts. And I'm here to you. Listen, I'm going to end with this. I confess publicly that I have struggled with this. I've struggled with selfish ambition as it relates to the ministry in the citywide church, in the national church, and in the global church. Feeling like you understand things and you want affirmation, and then feeling stuff toward other ministries. They don't even know me. They'd never know me. But in the midst of it, it opened doors in my life for me to be oppressed by the enemy. And the Lord has been lovingly on me going, you need to repent of this. They're mine. They're not yours. I know you'd like to straighten them out, but it's not yours to straighten anything out. I want you to be straight with me. And I want no selfishness, no ambition, no jealousy, no envy in your heart. He's been dealing with me for months, actually, on this thing. Keeps coming after me. And I'm telling you, the sense of order and peace that I'm feeling, the sense of love and grace toward many other ministries, it's just a blessing. It's just awesome. And so I want to encourage you around this thing as soberly as I can to try to get done with that. Let us, when you feel that thing rise up, that guy gets to talk to Sam more, or that girl gets to talk to, you know, Alita more, or, you know, turn that stuff into prayer. Instead of boiling on it, turn it into prayer. Lord, bless. Thank you for that relationship. Bless that relationship. Lord, thank you for that ministry in town. Bless them. Bless them. Prosper them for the glory of Jesus. May we be blessers and not stewards in envy and selfish ambition, because the Lord wants us protected. Let's all stand. I'd just like for us to, as we close here and get done a bit early, just, Father, I pray in Jesus' name for our hearts. I pray that in any area that we feel envy or bitterness, unforgiveness in our own home, with spouses, with people around us, Lord, I pray you take the sword of your word, the spade of your spirit, and get that thing out at the root, I pray. Lord, we want to stop inviting disorder and stop inviting the enemy into our homes and into our relationships. So we pray for that peaceable wisdom that bears, that's full of love. We pray for hearts that bless and don't curse. Hearts that want to see others rise up and not fall down. Lord, I pray, praise you for this group that loves you and loves each other. But Lord, I thank you for that 90%, whatever it is, but wherever it might be 10% of open doors. Set our hearts free today. And just for about 30 seconds to a minute, I want to do silence. I pray that your hearts before the Lord, just ask him. You may know it immediately. Just repent of it. Bless the person, do whatever you got to do. And if you don't know and there is nothing, maybe just ask the Lord to show you if there is anything where you feel some selfish ambition or envy, unsettled unforgiveness with somebody, some careless word they said, they don't even know they said it, that's turning into a root of bitterness. Just ask the Lord right now to minister to your heart, if you would, in Jesus' name. So Holy Spirit, we give you our hearts. We thank you for your leadership and your ministry. Thank you for your tender love for us that will not allow the little foxes to destroy the vineyard, as the scriptures say. That you go after the big stuff and you go after the little stuff because you love us. And so Lord, right now as a spiritual family, we shut doors where the enemy might have been able to come in. We shut those doors by embracing your wisdom. Lord, transform our hearts where we can't get over what somebody said, or we can't get over wanting what they've got. Thank you that you have the power to transform our hearts. So we put our weak places before you, and we trust you to fill us with peace and love and forgiveness. I pray this lastly, that the revelation of Jesus, that the first will be last and the last will be first, would really go deep in our hearts. Would we spend our lives trying to help other people be first, getting them to the head of the table, getting them to prospering in Jesus, forgetting about ourselves and what's ours. Lord, I pray that we get that kingdom value deep in our hearts to serve and to lift others up. Thank you for your ministry this morning. Thank you that Jesus, you're supreme in the scriptures. Thank you for this family. In Jesus' name, amen.